Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaywin Cochran. This week, agriculture and the state budget. Alaska has a long history of agriculture, but it's always lingered in the background behind fishing, and more recently, oil and gas as a mainstay in the economy. The governor's proposed budget includes numerous cuts that would affect agriculture across the state and could even make some parts of the ag economy go away altogether. One of our guests on this week's episode of the Kenai Conversation, which was about agriculture, was Heidi Che. She's district manager of the Kenai Soil and Water Conservation District. She pointed out that the State Division of Agriculture was cut by 50% over the past 4 years. The governor's budget reduces what's left by another 60%.
What that does is it eliminates the Alaska Grown Marketing Program, which is the second oldest in the country of a state-run marketing program, and really does a lot to raise awareness of Alaska-grown products and has opened a lot of doors to getting Alaska-grown products into schools, into institutions like the prisons, and into grocery stores. We're seeing that more and more just in the last couple of years.
Staffing cuts could also make it more difficult for existing farm businesses to continue if inspections can't be made. That could threaten the state's only operating dairy, which has been making headlines. And it could be a big blow for the peninsula's expanding peony industry. Alaska is home to half the world's peony growers, and it's a $500 million global market.
For a peony grower to export their flowers to California, which is a country in its own right, practically size-wise, and anywhere else in the world, they need a phytosanitary inspection certificate from a state department of agriculture that says their peonies are free of pests. And so if that capacity were to disappear, then you've put the brakes on a rapidly growing industry, which would be very unfortunate.
Now, sort of backing up a bit from marketing ag products we know do well in Alaska, the first step is simply finding out what sort of ag products do well in Alaska. That's handled at research farms, and guess how those fare in the proposed state budget.
We used to have a federal research farm in Alaska. We lost that not too long ago. The university research capacity has been steadily whittled away to almost nothing. So the agricultural research to figure out the crops that work and varieties that, not just new crops, but varieties of apples and asparagus and potatoes and et cetera that work for our rapidly changing climate is happening almost exclusively at the Alaska Plant Materials Center, which is the research farm of the Division of Agriculture. And they're talking about losing most of their staff there.
Seed potatoes might be spared, but otherwise any research that could drive innovation in Alaskan agriculture might be left up to trial and error by farmers. All of these proposed cuts, especially at the university, could also affect the home gardener as the university's extension service is spread even thinner.
Its role is to get good quality information out of the university into the hands of the general public. So if you went into our cooperative extension office here on K Beach Road, you can find all sorts of information about every aspect of growing food, preserving food, taking care of your forest, watching out for pests, many aspects of home economics. So the cooperative extension, of course, would be subject then to this very large cut to the university system, and we've seen many successive years of cuts. So our own office has thankfully remained open while other cooperative extension offices across the state have closed and consolidated. But what's happened is our staff here at the local office has carried more and more and more statewide administrative responsibilities, which means less capacity to just offer that one-on-one assistance that's so valuable.
You can hear more from Heidi Che and about the agriculture scene on the Kenai over at our website, kdll.org. Time for this week's number now, 94 cents. That's the increase in the price of a barrel of North Slope crude over the last year, as laid out in the state's spring revenue forecast. Total price is $68.90. While the price is up ever so slightly, the production forecast goes the other way, down to barely more than 500,000 barrels a day into the TAPS line. And that will be a wrap for this week's episode of Econ 91.9. You can find all past episodes at kdll.org. For Jay Barrett, I'm Shaywin Cochran. Have a great weekend.